If you have your Bibles, want to turn with us. 1 Samuel chapter 3, while you're turning, we do appreciate all of these from the church come up. Our church there, and we thank the Lord for each of them. And it means a lot to us for them to be here, and we sure thank the Lord for that. Amen. Wasn't it just a wonderful service this morning? Amen. Praise God for His goodness. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Maybe we'll start verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. I'll read just a little bit in 2 Kings chapter 5. I'll do a little bit of turning here tonight. 2 Kings chapter 5. Verse number 2, very familiar scripture here, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 2. The Bible said here, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. The Bible said here that they brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And turn over just a little bit in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 24 there. Now the Bible said, and it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host. He went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it, until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, and there cried a woman unto him, saying, help, my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the wine press? And the king said unto her, what aileth thee? And she answered, the woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us. I do thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. I praise you for your grace. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. I ask you to touch us. Our feebleness, our weakness, our inabilities ever before. But our trust is in you, and we ask you to have your way upon us and meet with us. And we'll thank you for it, and we'll praise you for it. In if the Lord will help us for just a little while, I'd like to try to preach to just a simple message on when the lights went out in Samaria. When the lights went out in Samaria. There's a scripture in the New Testament, you'll remember it, how the disciples were in an upper room, and the man of God was a preaching, and the Bible said, in that place there were many lights. Not just candles burning, but there were people in that place that, as Brother Taylor was talking about, the Lord was shining through them. The Lord was using and blessing them. And they was radiating that room, if you will. And I read to you a very familiar scripture that we read about these people taking away a captive in the form of a little maid servant. And the Bible said that she was from the land of Israel in Samaria. And the one that she is a servant, her husband is a leper, has a dreaded disease, if you will. And the Bible said that she's just a talking, and she's a telling this man's wife, "I would to God that your husband, that he was down there in Samaria, for there is a prophet in that place that if he would pray for him, he would recover him. He would heal him of his leprosy." And we know that she's talking about Elisha and what a mighty man of God he was. Now this little woman is a remembering what she's seen. And she's rehearsing in her mind the things and the atmosphere that she has been around. You can find about Elisha and how that he did so many wonderful miracles. And the Lord blessing him. The Bible even tells us that he was asking, "I want a double portion of the Spirit that rests on Elijah. That's what I desire." And that is just exactly what he received. And it was in that land where this woman is saying, "This ain't just something I've dreamed up. I've watched what the Lord has done. I've seen how the Lord has worked through that man of God." Just like that upper room where them many lights were. Amen. What a time and what a place to be living in when you could be around and close to a man by the name of Elisha. When you could go to his house and he could come to your house and you could say, "I don't have much in this barrel. There ain't much left there. But the man of God pray." And he'd say, "The meal ain't going to waste. And the cruse of oil, it is not going to fail." This little woman's telling these people in that place, "You don't understand. I mean, there's a bright light that is shining down there. God's a moving. I mean, the Lord's a working. Yes, our people have troubles. Yes, our people have trials. But there is a God of Israel down there in Samaria. If we can just get to the house of God, if we can just get to the man of God, I've seen him heal. I've seen him work. I've seen him do great things." Why, let me tell you, there's a saying down there, "The chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And we say that because God rests on that man. Amen. We could say that just like this place here. There are lights in this place. Brother Lord was telling us and sharing with us this morning about somebody from the church where he's pastoring there. Wasn't that a blessing to hear that? A woman that's had a steel rod, I think you said, put in her back, and some steel things like discs that they put in there, and they prayed for her one night, and the Lord touched her, and she got to bending over and saying, "I shouldn't be able to do this. There's a steel rod in my back." And something happened, went back to the hospital. He said they took x-rays, and they said, "There ain't no rod in there." That's what this woman is telling these people. That's the kind of place I came from. There's a bright light down there. I don't have any sad story to tell lost people about God's house. Even I ain't got anything to tell them about hypocrites or unjust people. Even in the house of God, I ain't found nothing but help here. I ain't found nothing but grace in the Lord's salvation. And this little maid is talking to this man's wife, and she's stirring her attention. "You really think there's help down there?" "I know there is. There's a light shining in that place. God's there." I guess it'd kind of be like those men carrying that man to that house she's talking about. where there was no room. It's noise abroad that Jesus was in the house. Why do you want to carry Him there? Because He heals all manner of sickness. He's been saving all manner of people. He's been meeting needs. He is the Son of God. Never hath a man spake like this man. What a place that stirs up this man's attention in so much that he goes down there. You know the story. And the Bible said, a man of God said, if you'll dip 7 times in that river Jordan, the Lord will recover you of your leprosy. He went down there and dipped 7 times, and sure enough, his skin was like a baby skin. And he came up saying, surely there is a God in Israel. He knew there's lights that are shining in that place. Who wouldn't want to visit there? Who wouldn't want to live there where God's working and God's moving? Lights are shining in that place, God's country. They tell me just somewhere around 8,000 square miles to that little bitty country of Israel. And Jesus went around doing good. The Bible said if the works that He'd done had have been recorded and wrote down in a book, I suppose that the books of the world would not be able to contain the acts and the glories that the Lord done. As you're talking about, these are just things that we have written, that we know about. How much more do we not know about that the Lord done? Everywhere Elisha went, even in his death, the Bible told us they had him in a grave, and there's a war, and a man got killed. And they cast him in on Elisha's bones. And he rose up. And he come out of that place. What happened? I don't know. Even in the dirt of this place, there's power. Even in the graves of this place, there is power. I'd love to tell you, in God's house, there is so much light. Even in a dry service, anything can be done. Even in a time when we're in valleys and troubles and trials, and the devil presses us sore. As a man of God said, we were pressed out of measure. But even in that place, God was saving. Even in that place, God was working. I'm telling us about somewhere, and it's shining bright. Beautiful is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Nothing can go wrong in that place, can it? Shining that brightly. Shining that greatly. I read to you where the king of Samaria here is saying, we've been in a famine. We've been in a famine. We're besieged. We're surrounded. And we're paying silver for the head of a donkey. We're paying silver for the waist of a bird. And now he's a king, and he's got his robe on, but underneath that robe, there's sackcloth where he's been mourning himself. And a woman says, hey, help me. Help me, king, help me. And he looks at her and says, what can I do for you? Tell me the need. And then she looks at him and says, me and this woman made an agreement. I had a son and we ate him yesterday. We cooked him. We cut him up and we ate him. And she told me that today we was going to eat her son. She's hid him in a closet. She's hid him in the woods. She's hid him somewhere. I don't know where he is. But I am hungry. I'm telling you about when lights went out in Samaria. How could you go from healings to something like this? How could you go from miracles to something like this? This ain't a different country. It ain't different borders. It is the same place. The Bible said when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he walks through dry places. And when he comes back, if he finds the lights out, he's going to come in. I love to tell you, church, there's only one protection. We've died. The Bible said, what fellowship hath light with darkness? If you let that light go out, you are a perfect candidate for the devil to come into your life and when our evil deeds done. Men love darkness. What's going on, Eli? Why is the word of the Lord precious? He ain't saying it's dear. He's saying it's scarce. The word of the Lord was precious in days. And in those days, ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. And as soon as it went out, there goes His boys. As soon as it goes out, there goes His sons. And they are doing wicked acts right in the house of the Lord. It didn't take years after the light went out. As soon as the lights went out, there they go, doing bad acts right in the house of God. Hear me, how long does it take an unclean spirit to walk through dry places and come back? And if you find that house, well, they ain't really getting what they need from the Lord. The Lord ain't really moving on them. They not have a move of the Spirit in a long time. I believe I'll check back next week. If there ain't no lights on, He's going to come right in. Hear me, church. I'm trying to tell us, I'm glad for all God's doing, but we need some deep works done in this place where you will stay and you will be steadfast. If you'll turn the light on, darkness will flee. You don't have a choice, Brother Francis. When light comes on, darkness automatically leaves. They can't stay around each other. Saul, tell me, son, what's it like to have a light on? I was hiding among the stuff, but the Lord found me. He anointed me. Praise God. I ain't never felt like that before. I was a shy person. I was backward. But when the Lord come on me, He put some fight in me. I wanted to go out and show people that there is a God in Israel. Oh, it was mighty. Nothing but victories. We came in and I heard somebody singing, Saul hath slain his thousands. That's when the light was shining. Saul hath slain his thousands. That's when God was moving in his heart. That's when he was getting on them knees. That's when he was getting in the services. That's when he was listening to the man of God. When that light was shining, ain't nothing like it. I mean, I was excited. Praise God, camp meeting. Praise God, revival. Let the fire fall. Let the glory fall. It was wonderful. But I quit praying. And that harp didn't sound as good. If the good songs of Zion don't do for you what they used to do for you, you better hurry up and turn the light on. I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody's heart done got dark. And darkness attracts things. You don't have to invite them. You don't even have to pay for them. They'll just come. I feel the Holy Ghost. You get away from Jesus Christ and them things will absolutely, positively come. What are you doing? I am looking for a place to rest. But if I look in and I see a light shining, that means Jesus is in there. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the life. He is the light of the world. He is a city that's set on a hill. He is the bride and the morning star. But if you don't entertain Him, He will take His flight. And when He dies, just what happened to Saul? The Bible said there came an evil spirit. An evil spirit. Why did it come? They want no lights on. And that's where darkness is. That's where wickedness is. That's where trouble is. It is away from the light. My young boys, y'all better always keep the light on.
The lamp of God went out. And when it did, something took the place of it. Samaria. Praise God, Samaria. Miracles. Eating children. Somebody, I don't even really know. It's just rolling over my mind. I don't even really know what it was about. But they had this saying, "Where were you when the lights went out?" I may not be able to tell you where you were when the lights went out, but I can tell you where you'll go if the lights go out. Enough to make somebody want to get down and weep. Come into Samaria and see them eating their children. Place where miracles were done. Place where people were saved. Place where God moved. And a traveler just come walking into the city limits. I can't really tell that the Lord had ever been anywhere in this place. I don't like what I'm a-feeling here. I don't like what I'm a-seeing here. Hear me just a little. I'm trying to preach to you, and I hope the Lord will help me to get it across to you. When the lights go out, there's going to be trouble that will come in. I don't know about that. It will absolutely happen. There ain't no way around it. Hear me, church. Help me just a little while. Even so many examples in this good Bible of what happens. Hear me, church. If you let the lights go out, there's going to be trouble in your life. No brighter individual than a man by the name of Samson. He had a vow on his life. He looked different. He was different. He even told that woman, "If you cut my hair off, this is what's going to happen. I will be like any other man." What do you mean, any other man? Just that one that don't ever testify? No. I won't be like any other man. What do you mean, just the one that don't ever sing? You mean I'm going to be like that? I just won't win no more battles? The Lord just won't use me to get another jawbone and kill something that needs to be killed? You mean I'm just not going to be as strong as I am now? No, you're going to be like any other lewd man. You're going to be like any other lost man. You mean I'm going to be like the Philistine? That is exactly what happened. If the light ever goes out, there's only one thing that separates us. It's not a name of a church where we attend. It's not the name of our pastor. It's not the name of our family. There's only one thing that separates us. Yes, the Lord said, "I'll make you a royal priesthood. I'll make you a heavenly people. I'll make you a city set on a hill. I'll make you different. I'll put a difference between the Egyptians and the Israelis." And that difference is there's a light that shines in Israel, but there's dark deeds that are done in Egypt. And if you let God's Spirit lead you, you're going to be as dark as anybody else. I'm fixing to close here. Let me read you something in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 5 said, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria." This is that dark place. And I just read you where they boiled their own son. I hate to see somebody that used to do right and now they're doing wrong. "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice." Praise God, that darkness is having trouble. "Unclean spirits have crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city." All that happened is somebody flipped the switch and they turned the light back on. You don't have to be upset in God's house. You don't have to be bored in God's house. house. It just takes one flip of the Lord's switch, and He'll put joy in your heart. That's what I'm trying to preach. Let Jesus turn the light back on. If some of our people get us a song. From light to darkness, back to light. Somebody needs to come back to the light. This altar's open. This altar's open. What turned Josiah around? Woo! Feel the good Holy Ghost. What turned Josiah around? They brought the Bible in there and they got to reading it to him. A light turned on. He said, let's clean this place up. Let's clean this place out. And when they did, God blessed all the saints stand. The Holy Ghost is a pulling. The Spirit of God is a drawing. You need to let Him drive away that darkness. And it can happen in this altar. He can turn your lights on. While they sing, come. The Lord's dealing with you. The Lord's a dealing with you. Come, everyone that will. This altar's open. Feel the sweet Spirit of the Lord, Brother Taylor.
Hit my sovereign eye.
What about it? Would you like a lot of
devote the sacred hand?
I think the church here knows
the worm as
I very seldom do something
at
like
the
this.
Cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light.
Would you like to come up here and pray with us just for a little while?
Away. It was there by grace.
I wish you'd come up here with us and pray just for a little while.
Now
I believe the Lord will help you.
All the day.
I believe the Lord will do a work
for
you
at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away.
Why don't you come on up here and let Him do a work for you?
I receive my sight. And now
let's call on Him, church. Let's call on Him. Let's let Him do a work for us right here tonight.
That I
everyone that will, would you come?
He
come on up here and let's seek the Lord. Come on up here and let's call on His wonderful name. Oh, the Lord's able to touch. The Lord's able to move. You don't want that darkness to get dark. There'll be trouble. They'll sure, as I'm standing here, there'll be trouble. Turn the light on. Turn the light on. Turn the light on, young people. Let Him turn the light on in your heart. Let it shine brighter and brighter and brighter unto the endless day. Let it shine brighter and brighter and brighter unto the endless day. Let Him move for you. Hey, God, the Lord's
dear cross.
Oh, that's right, friends. Let's call on Him. Let's seek Him. Oh, let's do a work right here.
Hey, and melt mine eyes.
Oh, Jesus can. Jesus can.
At the cross.
Hallelujah.
Where I first saw the light.
Where I first saw the light.
My heart rolled away.
Yeah, sing it, sing it, sing
it.
It
was there.
Hey, God, let Him move for you. Let Him move for you.
It's important, friend. It's important that we get that light shining. That's the only thing that will drive away
pain, the dead of love
that is covering this world. They said,
Lord, I give my
communist countries
away.
There is an iron curtain that's falling over Europe.
Oh, at the
there's
cross,
something a lot worse
cross,
than an iron curtain that's falling over our
burned
world,
up my heart
over our country,
away.
Over
it
our people.
There by faith.
It's a I darkness. It's a darkness.
And now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross,
oh, that's right. Seek him, brethren. Seek him, sisters.
The burden of my heart.
Oh, let him do a work
away.
For you. Let him do a work for you.
It was there by grace. I received
my sight, and
now I am happy all the day. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die.
Come on, church. Come
would
on.
He be
oh, that's right. Call on him, saints. Call on him, saints. Seek him right here tonight.
As oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light. The burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by grace. I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned up on the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown.